Esta é lição 29 de Pimsleur Inglês 1.
Listen.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And you?
Not bad.
Now, ask what that means.
What does that mean?
O que quer dizer not bad?
What does not bad mean?
Answer.
Not bad quer dizer nada mal.
Not bad means nada mal. Not bad means nada mal.
Say that you understand now.
I understand now.
E como se diz alguém que você não entende?
I don't understand. I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Say again.
Nada mal.
Not bad. Not bad.
Now say.
Nós estamos aqui.
We're here.
Por alguns dias.
For a few days. For a few days.
Diga que vocês estão aqui por alguns dias.
We're here for a few days.
Ask how long.
How long? How long?
Agora, pergunte-lhe quanto tempo ela vai ficar.
How long are you going to stay? Stay. How long are you going to stay?
Answer.
Nós vamos ficar.
We're going to stay.
Por alguns dias.
For a few days.
Então nós vamos embora.
Then we're leaving.
Nós vamos para Boston.
We're going to Boston.
Juntos.
Together.
Nós não temos muito tempo.
We don't have much time. We don't have much time.
Eu tenho $200.
I have $200.
Mas eu não preciso de nada.
But I don't need anything.
Meu marido não precisa de nada.
My husband doesn't need anything.
E nós não temos muito tempo.
And we don't have much time.
Nós vamos ficar.
We're going to stay.
Por alguns dias.
For a few days.
Listen.
A few weeks.
Ask what that means.
What does that mean?
Ask.
O que quer dizer a few weeks?
What does a few weeks mean? Weeks.
A few weeks means algumas semanas.
Say in English.
Algumas semanas.
A few weeks. weeks.
Agora, usando o número, tente dizer uma semana.
One week. Week. One week.
Quanto tempo?
How long? For how long?
Uma semana.
One week. One week.
Nós vamos ficar.
We are going to stay.
Por uma semana.
For one week. For one week. We are going to stay for one week.
Juntos.
Together.
Então nós vamos embora.
And then we're leaving.
Quanto tempo faz que vocês estão aqui?
Listen.
How long have you been here?
Now, listen and repeat.
How long have you been here? Been. Been. Have been. Have you been? How long? How long have you been here?
Note que você usou a palavra
have
novamente. Esta palavra se usa com
been
para indicar que alguém tem estado num lugar durante algum tempo e continua neste lugar. Pergunte outra vez, quanto tempo faz que vocês estão aqui?
How long have you been here? How long have you been here?
Usando for, tente dizer faz algumas semanas.
For a few weeks. For. For a few weeks.
Pergunte-lhe outra vez quanto tempo faz que ela está aqui.
How long have you been here?
Você quer dizer, eu estou aqui faz algumas semanas.
Try to answer.
Eu estou aqui.
I have been here. I have been here. I've been here. I've been here for a few weeks.
Você notou a contração? Você vai utilizar a contração de
I have
nesse contexto. Agora diga, eu estou aqui faz algumas semanas.
I've been here for a few weeks. I've been here. I've been here for a few weeks.
Agora, tente perguntar quanto tempo faz que ela está em Boston.
How long have you been in Boston? How long have you been in Boston?
Desde ontem. Primeiro, ontem.
Listen and repeat.
Yesterday. Day. Yest. Yester. Yester.
Say the word
ontem.
Yesterday.
Desde ontem.
Listen and repeat.
Since yesterday. Since. Since. Since yesterday.
Say again.
Desde ontem.
Since yesterday.
Try to say
Nós estamos aqui desde ontem. Use a contração de...
We have.
We've been here since yesterday. We've been here. We've been here since yesterday.
O que você comprou ontem?
Listen.
What did you buy yesterday?
Agora escute e repita a primeira parte.
What did you buy? Buy. Buy. Did. Did. Did buy. Did you buy? What did you buy?
Note a palavra
did.
Esta palavra interrogativa se usa para indicar algo que alguém fez no passado. Note também como as palavras no meio daquela pergunta se juntam. Pergunte novamente, o que você comprou?
What did you buy? What did you buy?
Now try to ask.
O que você comprou ontem?
What did you buy yesterday? What did you buy yesterday?
Ela diz, eu comprei algo.
Listen and repeat.
I bought something. Bought. Bought. I bought. I bought something.
Pergunte o que ela comprou.
What did you buy? What did you buy?
Ask.
O que você comprou ontem?
What did you buy yesterday?
Try to ask.
O que você fez ontem?
What did you do yesterday? Do. Did you do? What did you do yesterday?
Now ask.
Quanto tempo faz que você está aqui?
How long have you been here? How long have you been here?
Desde ontem.
Since yesterday. Since yesterday.
Ask.
O que você fez ontem?
What did you do yesterday?
Answer.
Eu comprei algo.
I bought something.
Ask.
O que você comprou?
What did you buy? What did you buy?
Answer.
Eu comprei vinho.
I bought some wine. Some wine.
E eu comprei jornal.
Listen.
And I bought a newspaper.
Ask what that means.
What does that mean?
O que quer dizer a palavra
newspaper?
What does the word newspaper mean? What does that word mean?
Newspaper means jornal.
Jornal.
Listen and repeat.
Newspaper. Paper. Paper. News. Newspaper. Newspaper.
Say again.
Jornal.
Newspaper. A newspaper.
Diga que você comprou jornal.
I bought a newspaper. I bought a newspaper.
Jornal americano.
An American newspaper. An American newspaper.
Now, ask me how I am.
How are you?
Answer.
Nada mal.
Not bad. Not bad.
Now ask.
Quanto tempo faz que você está aqui?
How long have you been here? How long have you been here?
Answer.
Desde ontem.
Since yesterday.
Eu estou aqui desde ontem.
I've been here since yesterday.
O que você fez ontem?
What did you do yesterday? What did you do yesterday?
Say,
eu comprei vinho.
I bought some wine.
E jornal americano.
And an American newspaper. I bought some wine and an American newspaper.
Say,
meu marido não tem vinho.
My husband doesn't have any wine.
Say,
eu comprei vinho.
I bought some wine
para meu marido.
For my husband. For my husband.
O jornal é para mim.
The newspaper is for me. For me.
E vinho é para ele.
Listen and repeat.
And the wine is for him. 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 For him. The wine is for him.
How do you say?
Para ele.
For him.
Say again.
O vinho é para ele.
The wine is for him. The wine is for him.
Eu comprei café também. Use
some.
I bought some coffee too.
O café é para minha amiga Mary.
The coffee is for my friend Mary.
O café é para ela.
Listen and repeat.
The coffee is for her. 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 For her. The coffee is for her.
Say.
É para ela.
It's for her. For her. It's for her.
Say,
o vinho é para ele.
The wine is for him. For him.
Say,
e o café é para ela.
And the coffee is for her. For her.
É assim que se pergunta, você gosta de vinho?
Listen and repeat.
Do you like wine? Like? You like? Do you like? Do you like wine?
Ask again.
Você gosta de vinho?
Do you like wine? Do you like wine?
Now try to say.
Eu gosto.
I like. I like.
Eu gosto de vinho.
I like wine. Yes, I like wine.
Now say,
eu gostaria de um pouco de vinho.
I'd like some wine. I'd like some wine.
Ask,
você gostaria de um pouco de vinho?
Would you like some wine? Would you like some wine?
Answer.
Não, obrigada.
No thanks.
Por que não?
Why not? Why not?
Say.
Eu não quero nada.
I don't want anything. I don't want anything.
Mas o meu marido gostaria de uma cerveja.
But my husband would like a beer.
Eu acho que ele gostaria de uma cerveja.
I think he would like a beer.
Say,
aqui está uma cerveja.
Here's a beer.
É para ele.
It's for him. It's for him.
How do you say?
É para ela.
It's for her. It's for her.
Ask.
Você gosta de cerveja?
Do you like beer?
Try to answer.
Não é nada mal.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Agora, imagine que você chegou ontem a Boston. Você gosta muito da cidade e pensa em ficar uma semana. Você está falando com Mrs. Johnson, a quem acabam de te apresentar.
Answer her questions.
Responda as perguntas dela.
I'm pleased to meet you, Mr. Martins. How long have you been here?
Since yesterday. I've been here since yesterday.
What did you do yesterday?
Diga-lhe que você comprou algo para sua esposa.
I bought something for my wife. I bought something for my wife.
Say,
eu comprei algo para ela.
I bought something for her.
How long are you going to stay in Boston?
1 week. I'm going to stay for 1 week.
Diga-lhe, eu gostaria de ficar algumas semanas. Literalmente, por algumas semanas.
I'd like to stay for a few weeks.
Mas eu não tenho muito tempo.
But I don't have much time.
Do you like Boston?
Yes, I do. I like Boston very much.
Nesta lição de inglês 1 se incluem exercícios de leitura. Se você for fazer os exercícios agora, pegue seu caderno de leitura e abra-o na página da lição 29.
Read number 1 aloud.
She wanted some French wine.
Read number 2.
We clapped our hands.
3.
The children visited me.
Tente o número 4. A palavra do meio tem um som
O
longo.
Does it snow in Brazil?
Now try number 5.
No, not really.
Now listen and repeat number 6.
Is it snowing now? Snowing.
Note como a combinação das letras N, G soa com frequência como
ng.
Leia o número 6 outra vez.
Is it snowing now?
Read number 7.
Ring.
8.
Rang.
9.
Rung.
10.
She's strong.
Now try number 11.
Sing a song of sixpence.
12.
Is the man speaking to me?
13.
I'd like something to drink.
Try number 14.
Today I'm going to Washington.
15.
But she's going to Long Beach.
Try number 16.
For how long? For how long?
17.
Think spring. Think spring.
Este é o final da lição 29.